regional public transport, it's pretty meager pickings, apart from the headline item, which I suppose has already been announced, as most of the budget seems to have been, and that's the 30 new, or roughly 30 new carriages for V-Line services that are going to be delivered over the next few years. That's certainly needed. And
will that be enough to pick up the slack? Because we spoke to you a couple of weeks ago, you're saying we desperately need more carriages.
Well, I think it certainly will help, but obviously, depending on how the patronage goes in future years, it may or may not be sufficient, but it's certainly going to be of great assistance, and that's a good thing. But apart from that, there's bits and pieces, but nothing major. Reopening of Talbot Station, which is on the line from Ballarat to Maryborough, that was reopened a couple of years ago, and that station is going to be reopened. Some increased services to Wendouree in Ballarat, running through to Wendouree about four or five a day. Some Latrobe Valley bus services being increased. And the other thing is that Mikey will not be introduced on V-Line until July next year at the earliest.
Is that a good thing, or is it easier to have, if the Melbourne Metro system is all now Mikey, it'd be better to have them all on the one system?
Well, it's not all Mikey at the moment. You can still use Metcard in Melbourne, although some Metcard products have been withdrawn, like periodical tickets. You now have to have Mikey, but it won't be switched off in Melbourne until the end of the year. I think it's a good thing. The PTUA thinks it's a good thing that it isn't introduced on V-Line until we can be sure that it's working well enough to make a smooth transition, and at the moment that seems doubtful.
We did hear earlier, I think the figure was $172 million for regional rail upgrade, but is some of that money, or a lot of that money, going towards these 30 new carriages?
That's right, yes, it would appear to be, because apart from that, there's a re-announcement of a couple of things that we've heard about already, and that's fairly typical in budgets. Warrnambool Line will get a passing loop to increase the flexibility of that line, but we've been hearing about that now for a number of years, and it's we still don't know where it's going to be. So yes, it seems that the bulk of that money you mentioned is in the carriages for V-Line.
And just on Melbourne, and we all know whenever we have to drive into Melbourne what the traffic situation is like, and there's been long calls for better public transport in Melbourne itself. Is there anything to address the issues in Melbourne?
Not really. It seems that grade separations, you know, removal of level crossings appears to be the main initiative, and that's not really fully a public transport initiative, of course. It's mainly assists road traffic. So, no, there's not a great deal, and it's, you know, in the framework of a budget where costs are being reined in and cuts are being made, unfortunately that's not surprising.